Welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in business studies, cash flow. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, I can promise you this. Cash flow questions come up every single year, so let's make sure you're completely ready for them. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly what cash flow is, how to construct and interpret a cash flow forecast, how to spot the difference between cash and profit, and, crucially, how to evaluate solutions to cash flow problems in a way that earns you top marks. Let's get started. Section 1, what is cash flow? Let's start with the basics. Cash flow is simply the movement of money into and out of a business over a period of time. Money coming in is called a cash inflow. Money going out is called a cash outflow. Cash inflows include things like sales revenue from customers paying for goods or services, loans received from a bank, investment from shareholders, and the proceeds from selling assets. Cash outflows include things like wages paid to employees, rent on premises, payments to suppliers for stock, loan repayments, utility bills, and marketing costs. Now, here's the really important thing, and this is where so many students lose marks. Cash flow is not the same as profit. I'll say that again. Cash flow is not the same as profit. We'll come back to this distinction in detail shortly because it's one of the most common mistakes in the exam. The key idea with cash flow is timing. A business might have made a sale, so it's technically earned revenue, but if the customer hasn't paid yet, that money hasn't actually arrived in the bank. The business has a profit on paper, but no cash in hand. This is called a timing difference, and it's the root cause of most cash flow problems. Section 2, the cash flow forecast. Now let's look at the cash flow forecast. This is the document businesses use to predict their cash position over a future period, usually month by month. A cash flow forecast has a very specific structure, and you need to know it inside out for the exam. Here's how it works. For each month, you record, first, total cash inflows. This is everything coming into the business that month, sales revenue, loans, any other income. Second, total cash outflows. This is everything going out, wages, rent, stock, loan repayments, and so on. Third, net cash flow. This is simply total inflows minus total outflows. If inflows are greater than outflows, net cash flow is positive. If outflows exceed inflows, net cash flow is negative. Fourth, opening balance. This is the amount of cash the business had at the start of the month. Crucially, the opening balance for any month is the same as the closing balance from the previous month. This is how the forecast links together month by month. Fifth, closing balance. This is the most important figure. The formula is opening balance plus net cash flow equals closing balance. So if a business starts January with £2,000 and net cash flow in January is £4,500, the closing balance is £6,500. That 6,500 then becomes the opening balance for February. Let me give you a quick worked example. Imagine a business in January has sales revenue of £8,000 and a loan received of £5,000. Total inflows, £13,000. Outflows are wages, £3,000, rent, £1,500, stock, £4,000. Total outflows, £8,500. Net cash flow, $13,000 minus $8,500 equals £4,500. Opening balance, £2,000. Closing balance, £2,000 plus £4,500 equals £6,500. In the exam, you'll often be given a partially completed forecast and asked to fill in the gaps. The most common errors are getting the net cash flow wrong by adding instead of subtracting, and forgetting that the closing balance from one month carries forward as the opening balance of the next. Check your arithmetic twice. These questions are worth easy marks if you're careful. Section 3, cash versus profit, the big distinction. Right, this is the section that separates the students who get top marks from those who don't. Let's be crystal clear about the difference between cash and profit. Profit is the difference between a business's total revenue and its total costs over a period of time. It's an accounting concept. You can be making a profit on paper, meaning you've sold goods for more than they cost you, but still have no money in the bank. Cash is the actual money physically available to the business right now. It's what's in the bank account. Here's a classic scenario that comes up in exam case studies all the time. Imagine a small construction firm. They complete a big project in March worth £50,000, but the client doesn't pay until May. Meanwhile, the firm has to pay its workers in March, April, and May. So in March and April, the firm is profitable, it's earned the revenue, but it has a serious cash flow problem because the money hasn't arrived yet. This is called being cash poor, but profit rich. The reverse can also happen. A business might receive a large loan or sell an asset, giving it lots of cash, but that's not profit. It's just cash coming in. So remember, profit is about whether the business is making money overall. Cash flow is about whether the business has money available right now to pay its bills. A business can go bust even while making a profit simply because it runs out of cash. This is called insolvency, and it's surprisingly common, especially for fast-growing businesses. Section 4. Consequences of cash flow problems. What actually happens when a business has a cash flow problem? This is important for evaluation questions. In the short term, the business may struggle to pay suppliers on time, leading to damaged relationships or loss of credit terms. It may not be able to pay wages, which destroys staff morale and could lead to people leaving. It might miss loan repayments, damaging its credit rating and relationship with the bank. In the medium term, suppliers may refuse to supply on credit, forcing the business to pay upfront for everything, which makes the problem worse. The bank may withdraw overdraft facilities. In the extreme, the business could become insolvent, unable to pay its debts, and be forced into administration or liquidation. Even a profitable business can fail this way. This is why cash flow management is considered one of the most critical skills in running a business. Solutions to cash flow problems. Now let's look at the solutions, and this is where you can really shine in evaluation questions. Examiners want you to consider the advantages and disadvantages of each solution and to make a justified judgment about which is most appropriate given the context. Solution 1. Arrange an overdraft. An overdraft allows the business to spend more money than it has in its account, up to an agreed limit. The advantage is that it's quick and flexible. The business can access funds immediately. The disadvantage is that overdrafts carry high interest rates and charges, and the bank can withdraw the facility at any time. Best suited to short-term, temporary cash flow gaps. Solution 2. Reschedule payments. The business negotiates with suppliers to delay payments, for example, extending credit terms from 30 days to 60 days. The advantage is that it costs nothing and keeps cash in the business longer. The disadvantage is that suppliers may refuse or may charge more to compensate, and it can damage supplier relationships. Reduce outflows. The business cuts costs, perhaps by reducing staff hours, finding cheaper suppliers, or delaying non-essential purchases. The advantage is that it directly improves the cash position. The disadvantage is that cutting too deeply can harm quality, productivity, or staff morale. Solution 4. Increase inflows. The business tries to bring cash in faster, for example, by offering early payment discounts to customers, chasing debtors more aggressively, or running a promotional sale. The advantage is that it boosts cash quickly. The disadvantage is that discounts reduce profit margins. Seek new finance. The business takes out a bank loan, brings in new investors, or issues shares. The advantage is that it can provide a significant injection of cash. The disadvantage is that loans must be repaid with interest, and bringing in investors means giving up some ownership and control. Solution 6, sell assets. The business sells assets it owns, perhaps machinery, vehicles, or property, to raise cash. The advantage is that it can raise large sums quickly. The disadvantage is that the business loses the use of those assets, which may reduce its productive capacity. When evaluating these solutions in the exam, always consider, is this a short-term or long-term fix? Does it address the root cause? What are the risks? And is it appropriate for the specific business given its size, industry, and circumstances? Section 6, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to actually score marks in the exam. Common mistake 1, confusing cash flow with profit. If a question asks about cash flow, do not talk about profit unless you're explicitly making the distinction. Examiners will not award marks for answers that conflate the two. Common mistake. 2. Arithmetic errors in cash flow forecasts. Always show you're working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn marks for correct method. Double-check that your closing balance carries forward correctly to the next month's opening balance. Common mistake. 3. Giving one-sided evaluation. If a question asks you to evaluate or assess a solution, you must consider both advantages and disadvantages. A response that only lists positives will be capped at a lower mark band. Common mistake. 4. Being too vague. Examiners want specific, developed points. Don't just say the business could get a loan. Say, the business could arrange a bank loan, which would provide an immediate cash injection to cover the shortfall. However, this would increase the business's debt burden and require regular repayments with interest, potentially worsening cash flow in future months. Command words to watch. Calculate means show you're working and give a numerical answer. Explain means give a reason and develop it. Use connective phrases like this means that or as a result. Evaluate or assess means weigh up both sides and reach a justified conclusion. Discuss means consider multiple perspectives. Weekend a pretty be section of zero with Dara 6 years ago. Quick fire recall quiz. Right, let's test yourself. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the formula for closing balance? The answer is opening balance plus net cash flow equals closing balance. Question 2. Give 2 examples of cash inflows. Possible answers include sales revenue, loans received, investment from shareholders, proceeds from selling assets. Question 3. A business is profitable but has a cash flow problem. What might explain this? The answer is timing differences. For example, customers have not yet paid for goods or services already delivered. Question 4. What is the main disadvantage of using an overdraft to solve a cash flow problem? The answer is overdrafts carry high interest rates and charges and can be withdrawn by the bank at short notice. Question 5. What is the difference between cash and profit? Cash is the actual money available to the business right now. Profit is the difference between revenue and total costs, an accounting concept that doesn't necessarily reflect the cash position. Section 8, summary and sign off. Let's bring it all together. Cash flow is about the timing of money moving in and out of a business. A cash flow forecast predicts this month by month using the formula opening balance plus net. Cash flow equals closing balance. Cash and profit are not the same thing. A business can be profitable but cash poor. Cash flow problems can be serious, even leading to insolvency. Solutions include overdrafts, rescheduling payments, reducing outflows, increasing inflows, new finance, and selling assets, each with advantages and disadvantages that you should be able to evaluate in context. The golden rules for the exam: show your working calculations, make the cash versus profit distinction clearly, and always evaluate solutions from both sides before reaching a conclusion. You've got this. Good luck in your exams. And remember, cash flow is one of those topics where careful, methodical thinking really pays off. See you in the next episode.